Dr. Samadoda Fikeni, Public Service Commissioner, joins us this morning. Thank you for doing so. Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. I hope you're fine, but I can never be totally fine if the state of our nation is not fine.
Absolutely right, and I think you speak for all of us when you say that. And that's really the battle, isn't it? It's just such a battle to get us to a point where we in balance. And of course, there'll always be some level of corruption, and there'll always be people who take advantage. But we're dealing with it on quite a significant level, aren't we?
We are. And unfortunately, this happened over a period of 2 decades. Mm-hmm. And it was slowly happening. And the one problem we said, because of South African exceptionalism, what has happened in other African countries and post-colonial countries will never happen to us. And yet it was unfolding. And what was that? It was the evolution of patronage system. Corrupt to the core, where increasingly institutions were being weakened in order to override its governance principles. And also it was appointment of people on the basis of loyalty to their patronage networks rather than competence. And this has now led to the overall weakening of the state and a new institutional culture where immunity and unethical conduct has become so widespread.
But what's interesting here in this report or in terms of this is that we're starting to see a little bit of the nuance around it, aren't we? It's not just simply people being corrupt. It's often employees in a situation where they don't quite know, or they're caught in a very difficult situation because they're instructed to perhaps do something outside of the law or outside of the scope. And that's an interesting angle, isn't it?
Certainly, I do think that one has to sympathize with people finding themselves in these awkward positions. However, increasingly, as the law now is taking its course, implementing unlawful instruction may indicate one fear, may have indicated a sense of helplessness by people, but now people might be opening their eyes to the fact that you can't use fear when you know the law as a reason. That's why we are saying, ask the person who is giving you unlawful instruction to write it down. And also, even if they did not write it down, pretend you did not hear well and just write an email to them to say, I want to confirm that you've instructed me to do the following. That later on will come to assist you when you say I was being forced. But if there is no such proof, and besides whistleblowing, you can simply also call certain numbers to say this is what our unit is being asked to do. We know it is against the law. Then we come in that particular space or the law enforcement agency.
It's interesting because I keep thinking back to, was it the Vaartekloof Air Base where South Africa, I always think of that as a symbolic time where South Africans kind of started waking up to the fact that there's something untoward happening there. And there was this poor guy, and I don't even recall his name, who was in
Bruce Colwane.
And he always struck me as being this guy that you're talking about, that he was receiving instructions. I'm not sure how much choice he had or didn't have, and I'm certainly not an expert on the situation, but from really far afield looking in, he always struck me as being somebody who paid the price for everybody else's corruptions. It was of no value to him, of course, to allow the Guptas to fly in to the water base, to the air base, without documentation, but he was the guy that took the fall.
Certainly, and he is but one. There are many others where you find high-profile cases, Life Asitimeni, several others, it's the lower person who pay the price. And it is for that reason that we are working towards the reforms together with the Department of Public Service and Administration and other relevant entities to make sure that the political administrative interface is certainly clarified in terms of their role and role delineation, to say that even those who have issued the instructions which are unlawful, consequence management should be very clear and swift, so that those issuing those instructions must also be afraid. But the good thing now is that the Zondo Commission, the various other commissions, the Life Asidimeni Commission, and the SIU with its new energy is showing that there is no place to hide. If you have given those unlawful instructions, the trail follows, and they see even what you think is an indirect influence. If it flows back to you, then you are charged.
Yeah, and I guess that's what it is showing people that they need to take responsibility for themselves, that it doesn't really assist at this point.
Certainly, it shows that slow as the process might be, late as it might be, there is some kind of resurgence and public awareness. In the past, people used to say, but that's government money. Now they know there is nothing called government money. It's you as a taxpayer.
Absolutely.
It's your pay as you earn. It is your VAT. It is the money you pay in the petrol station at the taxi rank. That is collected by the government and used. Once it has run out because of corruption, it comes back to you to say, let's raise this and that tax. Let's withdraw this or that service. And it is your money which is entrusted in custodianship of government. It's not government money.
Absolutely. It's a complete misnomer, isn't it? How do we make the shift? Or let me ask you maybe a little bit differently. Do you think we've started to make the shift? Do you think South Africans have become a little bit more demanding for accountability? Do you think that people in some of these positions that we've been speaking about are now starting to say, hold on a minute, I'm not getting myself into this mess, A, because it's not who I am, and B, because I actually don't want to face the consequences? Are we moving in the right direction?
We are moving in the right direction. It might be painstakingly slow. And one of the reasons has been the spotlight put on incompetent people put in high positions with no skill at all. What else could they do but be loyal to the unlawful instruction, because that's the first reason they were brought in there in the very first instance. So they were quite vulnerable. So if you professionalize public service and bring people based on merit, those will be professionals with professional pride for the work they are doing, and they can go elsewhere and excel. So it's unlikely that they are just going to blindly take an unlawful instruction, but also the public consciousness over the fact that you can run and you can hide, but one day this comes to surface, even if it is 10 years later. And that in itself might begin to show people that there is no value in thieving. There is no value in not living up to the constitutional values of public service. And with the Zondo Commission and several other commissions, high-profile arrests and charging of people, sometimes even taking away of their properties, ill-gotten properties, will send a message, and that becomes a civic lesson for the next 20 years.
Absolutely. Do you think that Arthur Fraser is one such individual?
I wouldn't pass a judgment, but there are many questions being raised. And once those are tested, it is then that we can properly apply ourselves and
Fair
make
enough.
It known where we stand.